This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has announced fresh dates for cancelled and postponed examinations. In a notification issued yesterday, the NTA said the UGC NET June 2024 examination will now be held between the 21st of August and 4th of September. The University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC NET, was cancelled a day after being conducted on the 18th of this month, as the Education Ministry received inputs that the integrity of the exam was compromised. Joint CSIR UGC NET June 2024 examination, which was postponed as a preemptive measure, will now be held from the 25th to the 27th of July. The National Common Entrance Test, NCET, for admission to the 4-Year Integrated Teacher Education Program, or ITEP, which was also postponed, will now be conducted on the 10th of July. The NTA said that the All India Ayush Postgraduate Entrance Test 2024 will be held as per its actual schedule, that is, on the 6th of next month. The government has amended the Employees Pension Scheme to ensure that EPF members with less than 6 months of contributory service also receive withdrawal benefit. This amendment will benefit more than 7 lakh EPS members every year who leave the scheme with less than 6 months of contributory service. In Telangana, at least 5 persons were killed and 14 others injured after a blast in a glass factory at Shadnagar area in Rangareddy district last evening. The injured workers have been shifted to nearby hospitals for treatment. The pressure of gas in the compressor furnace is suspected to have led to the blast, leading to a massive fire. In Tamil Nadu, 4 persons were killed in a blast at a cracker factory at Sathur in Virudhunagar district. In the cracker factory, 50 labourers were engaged in cracker manufacturing. It is said that the accident occurred during the mixing of chemicals while preparing the crackers. Out of a total 15 rooms in the factory, 3 rooms became rubble after the blast. Efforts are on to douse the fire. In Maharashtra, 6 persons lost their lives while 4 others were injured after collision between 2 cars on the Mumbai-Nagpur expressway near the Kadivanchi village on Samruddhi Highway in Jalna district last night. The mishap took place when a car entered the highway from the wrong side after refueling and rammed into another car going to Mumbai from Nagpur. The injured are undergoing treatment at Jalna district hospital. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will lead the Indian delegation at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, summit to be held next week. Talking to media, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said the summit will take place on the 3rd and 4th of July at Astana in Kazakhstan. The 52-day-long annual pilgrimage to the Holy Cave Shrine of Sri Amarnath Ji commenced this morning from both Pahalgam and Baltal routes in Kashmir Valley amid tight security. The yatra will come to an end on the 19th of August on the auspicious occasion of Shravan Purnima. The Union Territory Administration has made elaborate security arrangements to ensure smooth conduct of the yatra this year. In the wake of temporary closure of Terminal 1 of IGI Airport in Delhi due to roof collapse amid heavy rainfall, Union Minister for Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu has asked all airlines to maintain fare stability to avoid passengers' inconvenience. An advisory has also been issued to all airlines to ensure that this situation does not lead to a steep increase in airfare. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. This will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the first episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge as Prime Minister for the 3rd consecutive time. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that southwest monsoon has further advanced into some more parts of Rajasthan, western UP, Haryana, entire Delhi, remaining parts of MP, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Bihar and some more states. And in men's cricket, India will lock horns with South Africa in the final of T20 World Cup at Barbados this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. IST. And in badminton, Indian shuttler Malvika Bansal has stormed into the women's singles semi-final of U.S. Open Badminton Tournament in Texas. Bansal defeated Scottish player Kirsty Gilmore in the quarterfinal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.